This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Let's say you see an old car driving down the road. Maybe a 1957 Chevy. Now imagine every person who's ever owned it. Earl Swift did more than that. He took one 57 Chevy station wagon and traced its history from brand new family car through a dozen different owners to the man who ended up restoring and saving it. Earl wrote a book about it. It's called Autobiography, A Classic Car, An Outlaw Motorhead, and 57 Years of the American Dream. Earl Swift, welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you, Lizzie.
I would say your book has two main characters, a man and a car. And I guess I'd like you to tell me when you first met each of them.
Well, I met the human main character, a gentleman named Tommy Arney, in 1993 when he was running a go-go bar in Norfolk, Virginia. And I went to the go-go bar as a reporter for the Virginian Pilot newspaper in Norfolk to interview him about a constitutional battle that he had become embroiled in with the state over an alcoholic beverage control board regulation that said that he couldn't sell hard liquor in the presence of a woman's exposed midriff or buttocks. And, 11 years after that, I decided, having driven a succession of beaters in college and throughout my 20s, and wondering often back in those days what the cars had been like when they were new and actually functioned as intended, I decided it might be an interesting newspaper story to find an old car and try to trace it back through everybody who had owned it and try to tell a bigger story, something about America or about the region or the state.
The subtitle of your book calls this 57 Years of the American Dream. How does that apply, I guess, both to the 57 Chevy, but then also to a guy like Tommy Arney?
Well, the interesting thing about a 57 Chevy station wagon specifically is that when this car was new, it wasn't viewed as the frumpy grandpa mobile that station wagons became in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. A station wagon in 1957 was a real status symbol in the same way that an upper-end SUV would be today. I mean, this was a car that advertised to everybody that you had achieved a piece of the American dream, that piece being that you had made it into the suburbs. After a couple of back-to-back wars, after the worst housing shortage in American history. And what you find is as the car ages, the relationship of its successive owners to that dream, to their connectedness to it, starts occupying an ever wider orbit. You know, they grow more and more marginalized from it.
Tommy Arney clearly loves restoring cars, but I think also seems kind of torn in his own ability to do that, held back. And you see him battle that throughout your book. What's going on there? Is there some inability to move forward?
To finish the job?
Yeah.
I think that he enjoys savoring the process. He's also the product of a restoration himself. And perhaps he recognizes that when you restore something old, you lose something in the process. I mean, there's a beauty in age that's erased when you take a car that shows every mile it's traveled and you slap on new metal, new paint, and you erase its blemishes.
Earl Swift is the author of Autobiography, A Classic Car, An Outlaw Motorhead, and 57 Years of the American Dream. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.